Good morning. I'm WRBI News Director Mike Nolting, and with me via telephone, we have Dr. Krymchek with Bacon Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. What role do you play with the Cincinnati Reds, sir? Please tell us.
Actually, I'm the Chief Orthopedic Surgeon and Medical Director for the Cincinnati Reds for the last 23 years.
All right. And, of course, getting ready for the draft, what role does the medical staff play in the process of the draft?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a huge role, and it's evolving more and more every year because, obviously, with all these kids playing since they've been 6 years old, the last thing you want to do is draft a player, at least in a high round, spend a lot of money and find out that he's injured. And not only is he injured, but injured with something that you might not be able to fix. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you've been doing this for 20 years, and when you look at, say, a general manager, some of the questions that they have to field post-draft, I would imagine that you have a very close relationship with top management. They have a lot of faith in you and your recommendations.
Well, there's no question. I mean, we go through the medicals, and, you know, there's certain rules that these kids that are going through the draft, they've got to disclose their medical history. And so some of these can be volumes of medical charts that you have to go through. And, you know, I sit down with the people that are the scouts and the head people of our administration for the Reds. And, again, this has evolved into something very technical over the last at least 10 or 12 years. It wasn't quite as much 20 years ago. And look, you're going to spend millions and millions of dollars. You got to know what you're getting.
Right.
And most of these kids, you're going to get them, and they've got to be able to progress over the next 3 or 4 years to get to the big leagues if they do it all. And if they've got a medical issue that's going to derail that can really screw up your draft and your whole program of how you're trying to build your team and your program, especially in a rebuilding process, much like the Cincinnati Reds are doing. So I take this very seriously, as do they.
Got Dr. Krymchek with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 20-year physician with the Cincinnati Reds. When you start to look at prospects, let's talk about pitchers, for example. What constitutes a minor shoulder problem with that of, say, maybe something not minor, possibly even major?
Well, you have to look deeper. It's not just everybody thinks you just look at an MRI. You can't look at an MRI. You know, some of the things that when you've done this as long as I have that you look at is when did they start pitching? How much did they pitch when they were in high school? What climate are they coming from? In other words, if you're coming from a cold climate and you've pitched, you know, 60 innings a year your entire career, and then you come up to and get drafted, you know, they're going to expect you to pitch close to 80 to 100 innings a year. So you don't want to hurt somebody. You look at their MRI and find out, is their rotator cuff torn? Have they had surgery? Who did the surgery? Do you have arthritis in some aspect of the shoulder? There's all sorts of things that you've got to look at. It's not just an MRI, but you have to almost look at their pedigree, because we do know now that the longer you've thrown and started to pitch, the greater your shoulder can adapt as far as the anatomic changes in it. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important. We also know that if you're in high school and you throw the ball over 90 miles an hour, you've got a 500% chance of having some type of shoulder or elbow surgical procedure. So, you know, where the scouts are looking at velocity and they want to see somebody throwing 100 miles an hour, if you're in high school, that's a setup to be injured, you know, a few years down the line.
Okay.
When did you start throwing curveballs?
No.
All of these things are extremely important. So, you know, for the guys that are just starting taking care of major league teams that have not spent the years in watching this stuff, it can be a real issue for their team if they, you know, they draft somebody and they're going to pay them $10 million or whatever it is, and all of a sudden they break down. That's a huge, huge issue with your team, and it really, really screws up the process.
But do you and your staff play an active role in pre-draft meetings, or is there time set aside for you to give your input separately?
Oh absolutely. And again, that's evolved over the last 12, 13 years. And you go through the charts, I grade them, and then we sit down, and the people that the team wants to draft, we sit down and specifically look at their video, talk specifically about what the problem is. Is this something that if they did break down, could I fix? If they fix it, how long would it take? Or is it something that can't be fixed? And there's guys that I say, look, man, you got to stay away from, because, you know, they may not break down. But here's the thing. When you're in a small market team, not like the Yankees or not like the Mets or not like the Dodgers, you can't afford. I would rather have a guy that I said, look, don't draft, and they go on and do okay, than a guy that I said, go ahead and draft, and they break down. Because, again, in our economic area, Pittsburgh's in the same situation, for example, and they break down, that can really screw you up for the next 10 years. So I would rather have a guy, I would rather be overcautious than cavalier.
And
I'm straight up with them. I tell them, this is what we've got. You know, what are we looking for in the first three rounds? You know, once you get way down there and it's little money, you can take some risk, and we've done that too.
Sure. When you're examining a pitcher as opposed to a position player, are those pre-draft examinations different?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest wild cards that you'll have is drafting a high school pitcher. You know, how much have they thrown? How hard do they throw? Higher chance of breaking down. I believe a higher chance of not making it. You know, they're great in high school, but they may not make it. They might have a strong arm, long. And we've had guys like that, that all of a sudden they broke down. So, you know, you take your chances on the high, you know, hard-throwing college pitchers that have, you know, learned how to, you know, really become a pitcher. They've learned their workout routine. They understand what it's like to pitch at the high level, meaning the college level against, you know, great hitters. I think the hardest thing for us, at least as a medical director, is to decide who's going to make it out of a high school pitcher. Now, obviously some of them do, but boy, I'll tell you what, that's flipping a coin.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Dr. Krymchek, we wish you and the Reds the best of luck over the next couple of days, and bring us some great players and some winning seasons, please.
Well, you know what? Watch the draft. Watch who we draft. And again, understand that there's a lot that goes into that, not just watching them hit and run and throw, but, you know, we have to, you know, really dig pretty deep into these guys and make sure they're going to be healthy. And we've had a pretty good track record, knock on wood. Not that we won't make mistakes, but it's a big process. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully this rebuilding process for the Cincinnati Reds will continue over the next couple of years. And, you know, we'll have a 4 or 5 year run, maybe like the mid-70s. You never know.
Hey, that'd be great, Dr. Krymchek. We appreciate your time, and good luck to you, sir.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.